listener production. Albanese's approval hits record. COVID safe link to lobbying scandal. Accused jihadist home for trial. And China eases COVID restrictions. From the Saturday Paper and Listener, this is Post News in 5, written by Max O'Prey. I'm Adair Shepherd, and here are your news headlines for today, Monday, December 5. Number 1. Lawyers for Brittany Higgins have indicated that a civil case will be launched against the Commonwealth and former Liberal Minister Linda Reynolds. Higgins' lawyers have set out an intention to sue for roughly $3 million over sexual harassment, sex discrimination, disability discrimination, negligence, and victimisation. It follows the withdrawal of a retrial against Bruce Lerman, with charges dropped over the alleged rape, because of serious concerns for Higgins' mental health. Reynolds, who was Higgins' employer at the time of the alleged incident, said she was, quote, advised in March of this year by Bloomer's law firm, who act for Brittany Higgins, of a civil claim by Ms. Higgins against me and other parties. A spokesperson for Higgins, as well as Bloomer's, declined to comment to the media on the, quote, confidential matter. Number 2. Anthony Albanese's approval rating is up 3 points to a new high of 62% and down 4 on disapproval to 29%. Albanese's lead over Peter Dutton as preferred Prime Minister has blown out from 54% to 27% to 59% to 24%. Labour's two-party preferred lead is unchanged at 55% to 45%, with Labour's primary vote lifting a point to 39%, with the coalition still on 35%. The Greens were on 11%, One Nation 6%, United Party Australia 1%, while other independents and minor parties suffered a 1 point fall to 8% in their lowest point since the election. The December news poll was conducted between Wednesday and Saturday and interviewed 1,508 voters. Number 3. An inquiry into Stuart Roberts' links to a lobbying firm will look into the contract for the COVID Safe app. App developer Delve was a client of the Synergy 360 firm that had links to a former minister, Stuart Robert, and later won $7.5 million to make COVID safe. Government Services Minister Bill Shorten said government agencies have been put on notice over the, quote, lobbying scandal, focusing on contracts awarded to Synergy 360 clients in an area of the government overseen by Robert. Robert reportedly helped arrange meetings for Synergy 360 clients, met one client, and even gave its CEO advice on making a political donation. Delve was reportedly paying a $20,000 weekly retainer to Synergy 360 in 2019. It was recently revealed that Delve was overpaid by $400,000 for the COVID-safe work, a case of apparent human error uncovered by the Australian National Audit Office. COVIDSafe was decommissioned after being labelled a, quote, colossal waste, after only finding 2 cases not detected otherwise, despite its 7 million downloads. Number 4. Accused Australian jihadi Neil Prakash will face a Melbourne court after being deported from Turkey. Prakash faces 6 terrorism charges and could spend the rest of his life in prison if found guilty. The charges include engaging in hostile activity in a foreign state, being a member of a terrorist organisation, and advocating terrorism. Former Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton revoked the Melbourne-born man's citizenship in 2018 over his alleged IS participation and on the grounds he also had Fijian nationality. And number 5. More Chinese cities announced an easing of coronavirus curbs on Sunday, as China softens its zero-COVID policy after unprecedented protests against restrictions, including the far west city of Urumqi, where the protests first erupted, ending months of strict lockdowns. A deadly fire in the city last month sparked nationwide protests after some social media users said victims had been unable to escape the blaze because their apartment building was in lockdown. In the days since, numerous cities have announced the easing of lockdowns, testing requirements, and quarantine rules. From today, people in Shanghai will no longer have to show a negative COVID test to take public transport and visit parks. That's it for Post today, December 5. Don't forget to subscribe to Post News in 5 here in the Listener app. as well as to the Politics Podcast, your daily shot of what's happening in and around Parliament House. You can also head to thesaturdaypaper.com.au to subscribe to our newsletter. Have a great day.